You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Growing human brains in a laboratory used to be the stuff of science fiction until now. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Scientists are learning how to grow what are, in effect, miniature human brains in dishes.
Science writer Carl Zimmer is the author of the book Life's Edge. The mini brains are called organoids.
What they can do is they can take just a regular skin cell from a volunteer, put that in a dish, hit it with some chemicals, and that skin cell is eventually transformed into the kind of cell that you would find in the developing brain of a human embryo. And so this progenitor cell can grow and divide and divide and divide into neurons. Those neurons grow into hundreds of thousands or over a million cells that are all connected in a network. And they talk to each other. They send neurotransmitters to each other. They produce electrical activity that resembles brain waves. So now we have these things which, you know, of course are not full-blown brains, but are really remarkably similar in some respects to brains. So similar that scientists can use them to study how the human brain develops and how some disorders can arise during that development. So what was once a black box, the developing human brain, scientists can start to study it in a petri dish.
Our thanks to Carl Zimmer. In future programs, we'll hear how scientists are using organoids to find ways to treat brain diseases. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for some exciting news. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.